Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 drum sound design lesson, where we're building a percussion saturation layer for that heatwave vibe, gritty, a little warped, and full of VHS rave color for jungle and old school DNB. The goal here is not just to make your drums louder or nastier, we want a character layer, something that sits on top of your clean break and gives it heat, haze, and that worn tape energy without destroying the groove. Think dusty rave tape, smoked out hats, crunchy ghost notes, and that restless top-end motion that makes old-school drum and bass feel alive. First, choose a source that actually wants to be treated this way. A break with good hats and ghost notes works great. So does a percussion loop with shakers, rims, tambourine, or congas. You want rhythmic detail, not a big low-end heavy loop that's already fighting your kick and bass. Now duplicate that track. Keep your original clean. On the duplicate, rename it something like Heatwave Perk, so you know this is your character layer. That's an important mindset shift. This is seasoning, not a second full drum part. If you solo this and it sounds like a whole separate effect, it's probably too loud. Start your chain with EQ8. High pass the layer somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If the source is messy, go a little steeper. If there's a nasty low mid buildup around 250 to 500 Hz, carve that out too. And if the top end is overly brittle, don't be afraid to gently smooth around 7 to 10 kHz. The reason we clean first is simple. Saturation on full-range percussion can smear your drum bus fast. We want texture, not mud. Next, add saturator. This is where the VHS rave color starts to happen. A good starting point is around 4 to 9 dB of drive, with soft clip turned on. Trim the output so the level matches bypass as closely as possible. That part matters a lot. Saturation tricks your ears because louder often sounds better, so keep it honest. If you want more attitude, push the drive further, but always listen for that line between colored and crispy. You want noticeably grittier, not obviously destroyed. After that, you can shape the character with either drum bus or dynamic tube. Drum bus gives you more smack and attack, which is great if you want a smoked-out break top that still punches. Dynamic tube leans warmer and more tape-like, which can feel more warped and nostalgic. If the layer needs more edge, drum bus is your friend. If it needs more rounded, smeared coloration, try dynamic tube. Now glue the movement together with compression. Glue compressor works really well here. Start with a ratio of 2:1 or 4:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 100 to 200 milliseconds, and only enough threshold for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to flatten the percussion, you're just keeping it stable, so the layer feels like part of the groove instead of random spikes riding over it. Now add a little more old screen flavor with filtering. Use auto filter or another EQ to high pass around 200 Hz, and optionally low pass somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz. A small resonant bump just below the low pass cutoff can give it a slightly nasal, colored tone that really sells the dusty tape feel. This is a big part of the vibe. If the top layer stays too hi-fi, it can sound detached from the rest of the drums. To keep the layer alive, add a touch of movement. Auto pan can work nicely if you keep it subtle, maybe 10 to 25% amount, sync to the groove. Chorus ensemble can add a smeared VHS sheen, but use it carefully. Echo can also work if it's extremely short, filtered, and low in the mix. The key here is motion, not obviously hearing an effect. We want air movement, not a delay demo. At the end of the chain, use utility for gain staging and stereo control. If the layer is too wide, narrow it. If it's competing with the snare, pull the level down a few dB. If the groove feels disconnected, try automating the volume by section. A really good habit is to keep this layer felt more than heard until the drop or a fill opens things up. Now bring it back under your clean break. Start with the heat layer muted, then slowly bring it in. Listen for the moment when the drums feel more vintage, denser, and more alive. If you can clearly hear it as a separate effect, it's probably too much. In a lot of mixes, this layer ends up sitting 12 to 20 dB lower than the main break, depending on the arrangement. If the layer starts clouding the kick or the snare, sidechain it lightly. Use compressor with the kick, or even the full drum bus, as the sidechain input. Just a few dB of ducking is enough. Fast attack, medium release. This keeps the saturated texture tucked behind the core hit so the groove still breathes. A really nice way to use this in arrangement is to think beyond the loop. In the intro, keep the layer filtered down and low in the mix. In the pre-drop, automate a little more drive or open the filter a touch. In the drop, let the full heat layer in. In an 8-bar variation, maybe increase the auto pan amount or add a touch more echo. In a breakdown, degrade it, roll off more top end, add a bit more modulation, lower the level. That falling apart texture can sound very period correct for jungle and old school DNB. Here's a pro move. Automate a tiny rise in saturation drive before fills. Even just 1 to 3 dB extra can make the drums feel like they're heating up before the drop or transition. Then pull it back on the downbeat. That little contrast goes a long way. Another good variation is to split the sound into two bands instead of processing one full duplicate. You can treat the lower mids one way and the upper highs another way. The lower lane gets gentle saturation and compression. The upper lane gets heavier drive, filtering, and movement. That gives you way more control over the final tone. If you want extra grime, try resampling the processed layer once you've got it sounding right. Printing it to audio makes it easier to edit, slice, and arrange. Very jungle, very practical. You can chop the resampled version into fills, stabs, or ghost note accents and reuse it as fresh rhythmic material. And here's one final teacher tip. Always check this stuff in mono early. VHS style whitening can sound amazing in stereo and then fall apart when summed. If the groove gets weaker in mono, reduce the width or simplify the stereo movement. In heavier DNB, narrower often feels bigger anyway, because the center stays solid and the bass owns the low end. So the core idea is simple. Duplicate your percussion. Clean it up. Saturate it. Compress it lightly. Filter it. Add subtle motion, and blend it under the clean break-like seasoning. Used right, it gives you that heated, worn, rave-soaked edge that makes jungle and old-school DNB feel alive without losing punch or clarity. If you do this well, people won't just hear distortion. They'll feel the atmosphere, the age, and the pressure of the groove. And that's the real win.